Friends, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. This is a reading from John chapter 12, verses 12 through 27. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it. As it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. So the crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to testify. It was also because they heard that he had performed this sign that the crowd went to meet him. The Pharisees then said to one another, "You see, you can do nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. This is the story of life for the people of God. Thanks be to God."
Thank you, Becky, and thank you, Ellie, for being a reading team. Beautiful job. Beloved of God, would you join with me in prayer? Most holy and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of every heart in this room be holy and pleasing in your sight, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. It is packed, this town. The crowds are everywhere. Lines at every market, exotic foods for sale, and Jerusalem souvenirs. Travelers everywhere, their bundles tied to their backs as people gather to prepare. You got here about a week early, as most people do, to settle in and go through your purity rituals. Like most festivals, Passover has a lot of preparations that come with it. You're looking forward to it. You love this story. It's the frogs and the locusts, the blood and the firstborn. It's a celebration of freedom and liberation. The Passover miracle that we are no longer enslaved, we are free. Plus, you've heard, Lazarus is going to be here. You've been hearing about Lazarus for weeks now. He had died 4 days in that tomb, and then he was not dead. He is coming to Jerusalem for the festival. Jesus is coming too, remember? He's been stirring things up lately. You have been hearing about it. Ever since he raised Lazarus, or probably even before that, really, but since he raised Lazarus, everyone's been talking about it. The chief priests and the Pharisees have taken note. They had a meeting. Said Jesus was performing signs. You're not sure what it is about that Jesus that is so threatening. You only know that sometimes love and peace look like threat to power. You hope the Romans haven't taken note. This could get ugly. you know, maybe you do hope this gets ugly. We need a Messiah. We need someone to overthrow the Romans and free us from all this. It's been too hard, too much, too long, too much corruption in the Roman Empire. Enough is enough. Maybe Jesus is the Messiah. Maybe this is the festival when it will all happen. In your distraction, pondering these things, you've forgotten yourself. That soldier there is looking at you. It feels almost like he can read your thoughts. You look back, defiant for a moment, but then look down. The soldiers have been on alert. Your friends have warned you, don't make eye contact, they've said. Stay away. At a festival like this, well, stories of liberation sometimes give people ideas of modern liberation. The soldiers have come to keep the peace, they say, but it's really to make sure we don't get any ideas. You hear the crowds stir up, and suddenly you see. It's happening. There he is. There is Jesus. People are shouting everywhere. He's riding down from the Mount of Olives. He's here. And all at once, things move very quickly, like a parade unfolding, or like a play unfolding, or like a parade taking off. It's suddenly showtime. A path clears, and there he is in the distance, riding a donkey of all things. A donkey. And that rings a bell. There is something in Scripture, yes, in the book of Zechariah, about your king coming seated on a donkey's colt. Could this be the moment of fulfillment of Scripture? Could this Jesus be our king? And people everywhere are taking off their coats and laying them on the road before them, and they're waving palms, which are, as you know, signs of victory. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is really it, you think. The Messiah is right there. You also go to grab a palm branch, and you freeze, because suddenly you see it. The soldier is on a horse, a symbol of war, wearing the crest of Caesar's image on him. And Jesus is on a donkey, a symbol of peace, riding down the mountain. Jesus, who does everything intentionally, is doing this intentionally too. This is theater, street theater, a mockery of the Roman parade. He chose a symbol of peace, not war, to proclaim what kind of Messiah he will be. And while this is beautiful, you also realize you are suddenly in the midst of a political demonstration. It's an act against Pilate, against the Roman Empire. It's a mockery. And while your heart is prepped for a story of liberation at this Passover festival, and part of you starts to soar, maybe this man riding in on peace is your liberation story. You also feel the eyes of the Roman soldier upon you, and you worry. This is dangerous. What will come of this? What will come of me if I join this procession crowd? What will come of me if I don't? You hear the crowd calling out now, chanting, Hosanna, they're saying. Hosanna, which means save us or save now. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord Jesus, King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest. and the soldier is just out of earshot, but you know he's saying, Caesar is Lord, Tiberius is Lord. You have heard this before. It is Roman tradition to call the emperor Lord. People even believe he is divine, which of course is why they are calling Jesus Lord, why we call Jesus Lord. This is language of holy protest. No human ruler is our ruler. God alone is our ruler. Jesus is Lord. And in this moment, you take a breath. You could walk away. You could not shake things up, not disrupt the scene, not put yourself at risk. There are others. There are plenty of people marching in this procession. You could still walk away. You came to Jerusalem for a festival. You didn't come for this moment of political uproar. You really don't want this chaos or danger. You just want to celebrate your story of liberation. I know you said you wanted a Messiah, but maybe you want safety, a Passover festival, and a return home. Maybe things aren't so bad as you thought. Maybe the Romans will get better. Hosanna, the crowds are calling. Save us. Good timing, Emma. Hosanna, the babies are crying in the crowd. Save us. And it's now clear. You remember your child, the children of your community. How many times have you told them the Passover story, their story of liberation? How can you teach the children that story without participating in the liberation story that God is writing today? You smile suddenly, realizing the crowd is full of children there. Maybe now is the time to follow them, these young ones who we taught to believe in freedom. You've been hearing Jesus' teachings for months. You were there on the mount when he gave that sermon. And in this moment, you hear these words anew. His teachings are not easy, are they? They're even dangerous, more dangerous perhaps than you knew when he said them. To really love your enemies, to really welcome the stranger, to care for the sick and the ill and the oppressed, to feed the hungry, to cross boundaries and borders and know one another, to forgive each other, to believe in grace, to heal the broken and the blind, to beat the swords into plowshares, to not fear death because death is not the end. Their words, Jesus has taught, their words you've taught, but only now with the Roman soldier looking at you across the way, with the crowds coming near, with this moment, you know you are being called to choose which procession you will join. Now you realize this Jesus is going to demand everything, and you cannot any longer simply say the words, love one another, unless you're ready also to take loving action, to join that procession of love as it walks by. And so as you do, in moments of courage, in moments of decision, you flash to your community, to a lesson the rabbi taught when you were young. The miracle of the crossing of the Red Sea, he said, wasn't that the waters parted. It was that the first person dared to step in, one wall of water to each side, and walk across, trusting that God would be with him the whole way and would hold the water back so he could make it through. This is your water moment. Only you don't have to be the first one to step in. Jesus has gone first. And somehow, though it hasn't happened yet, you know this is the path that will lead to life. These palms waving victory are honoring the truth you know in your bones. In this story, wherever it leads, love will win. In this story, wherever it leads, love will triumph. Wherever this procession goes as they make their way to Jerusalem, it will be holy. And so, friend, you take a breath and you pick up your palm and you cry loudest of all. Do you remember your line? Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. You cry louder. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Waving your palm of victory, believing that love will triumph this day, you cry once more, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And you join that procession of love. Amen.